And then that brings you to the question of, well, what do you think you have, Scott? And, we think we have a 200 million ounce potential at Los Colorados. And we do. We've got silver, lead, zinc. We've had some great drill holes already, 12 only. So, you got to put that into perspective. A lot more drilling to do. You've got an area of 3 miles by 3 miles. We've got targets, whether it be Leona, DBD, the saddle target. We got to go poke some holes in all of those, which we're going to do. And then we've got Amaloya, which again, consolidated district, had two past producing mines. There we have a little more data because a lot of senior companies were there in small pieces. No one of them controlled what Kingsman now controls.
Scott Emerson, Kingsman Resources. Good afternoon to you, my friend.
Hello.
How are you? It's been a little while since we last talked. Last talked, we you were in Mexico. I talked to you on site, and you guys were actively drilling, and you were getting results back. And you are still actively drilling. Work that out work that out for me, and tell me what's going on.
Sure. So the last time when you said, oh, you're getting results back. No, we're sending the core in for results.
Got it. Got it.
But the last time we talked, Andy, I think we were just on hole 8. That was a little over 3.5 weeks ago. And I'm happy to say we have completed our drilling on the Soledad structure. If you recall, we had two parallel structures. Soledad was where the old mine was or is. That's what we were looking to extend along strike and at depth. So we completed now 13 holes on that structure. We then moved to the parallel structure, which is called Soledad 2, and we completed 4 holes there. And then I was excited to get on today to tell everyone that we are drilling what we call the saddle target, which was a target that had never been drilled. If your viewers and listeners recall, it was a target that Coeur had identified. Others had looked at it, but it had never been drilled. And I'm happy to say we've stepped up, and the drill rig is there now and turning. And we look forward to seeing what we see, hopefully, over the course of the next couple of weeks.
Got it. So, drill rig's turning. You look forward to get results back in 2 to 3 weeks, or just walk me through that process.
Right now we've had core in to ALS in Chihuahua, Mexico. Now this is week number 5. So I'm anticipating we should see results here in the next 2 weeks, I think is a fair comment. That'll be on the first, 3 holes, because if you recall, I think I mentioned we drilled 3, we processed those, we sent those in, then we subsequently drilled 6. We've processed those. Those have gone in. And that's why I can, confidently say I think that we're going to see some continuous news flow over the next, 2.5 months.
Got it. And that's really for the rest, you said 2.5 months, the rest of the summer going into the fall. You're just really driving the drill bit with a lot of aggression, correct?
That's correct. Yeah. And, as a small junior, Andy, it's all about execution. And I mean, we don't need to talk so much about the commodities, day-to-day pricing, because when you first met me and when I first told the story, it was all about supply and demand, where I still think that these senior producers, they're still looking to replenish their reserves. And that's always been our story, and it's going to continue to be our story. We're all about drilling. I won't say it, but the drill bit is what drives value in any junior. And I think as a junior, we're well positioned. We have 34 million shares out, just a little over $15.5 million in cash. I run a very tight ship, and we're going as fast as we can go. And I'm very happy with it.
A little bit about that, and I just want you to comment on it again. You got such a tight share structure. There's not a It doesn't take much to really move the stock, which I really, really appreciate about you guys. It's just really, really tight. This is not a lifestyle company. That's the first thing. But so comment about that a little bit more about the share structure to anybody new that's looking at you guys, and then talk about again how much do you think you have in the ground, and that's why you're drilling it out. I think that the rocks are the rocks. They speak for themselves.
The rocks are the rocks. And for those listeners and viewers, you know, we really took two areas. Both of them had past producing mines on them. I consolidated those districts. So now we have two district scale projects, one being Las Coloradas, which is where we're currently drilling, and one being Amaloya. They're both in the Parral Mineral District. They're 30 kilometers apart from one another. So we're very focused. And I'm going a little, I share that because then you talk about the share structure. And with 34 million shares out, we basically put this together as I would have put together a company back in the 90s when I did my past company. And that is, you know, as president and VP of exploration, we went out, we identified the projects, we then acquired them, but we didn't issue a bunch of shares for the acquisition. You know, or a bunch of finder's fees. We identified them and we put them in the company as we should. So that allowed us to keep that share structure, you know, because of the way that we did it, because we did it with equity as opposed to shares. It allowed us to keep a very tight share structure. And then I went out, like any junior, you get the people that, you know, and listen to the story and say, Scott, what's the vision? I'm going to accumulate these claims. I'm going to put them all together. Oh, okay. So I raised money at 25 cents. I then subsequently raised money at 72 cents. Then I raised money at $1.25. And then at the height of the silver market, when, you know, we can talk about narrative around commodities, but silver was $120. Everybody was, you know, jumping up and down. And we took another $13 million at $2.25, which again is very little dilution to the shareholders. I'm going to tell you some of it was fast money because we were in a fast market. And Andy, I don't know if you've had other people on and talk about fast money, but they were just looking to get in, get out. And like all juniors, because we've had the commodity prices come down, and the narrative for people is like, oh, you know, silver's gone to $65 from 120. But the reality of it, we love this project at $32 because we were always about supply and demand. What are we going to do with this? How much can we find? You know, who will want it? Nothing's changed there. But the stock market mentality for those people, you know, they get wrapped up. Silver still performed quite well, as has gold. You know, we've had other issues in the world, the geopolitical issues and stuff. But for us as a junior, you know, I don't pay a lot of attention to that fluctuating day-to-day price because I know what I have to execute on and what I have to deliver for shareholders. And then that brings you to the question of, well, what do you think you have, Scott? And, you know, we think we have a 200 million ounce potential at Las Coloradas. And we do. We've got silver, lead, zinc. We've had some great drill holes already, 12 only. So, you know, you got to put that into perspective. A lot more drilling to do. You've got an area of 3 miles by 3 miles. We've got targets, whether it be Leona, DBD, the saddle target. You know, we got to go poke some holes in all of those, which we're going to do. And then we've got Amaloya, which again, consolidated district, had two past producing mines. You know, there we have a little more data because a lot of senior companies were there in small pieces. No one of them controlled what Kingsman now controls. So we've got all of that data, and we've got seven drill holes that a company called Hemlo drilled. Significant in the sense that they were 50 meters deep, but they were running 10 grams, you know, 7 grams of gold now. It's predominantly a gold. And we think there we have 1 to 2 million ounce potential. And we have the capital that's going to allow us to execute to drill those. And that brings me full circle back to The drill bit is what drives value. If we get what we, sniffs even, if we get anything that indicates that this is truly a big systems in both projects, those senior companies are going to be looking at us. And I think, I've talked about GoGold because they're in the area, but we've got First Majestic, we've got SilverCo. They're going to look at us because I'm not going to build a mine.
Well, you're a junior, you're an explorer. That's what you do.
We're an
That's your skill set.
explorer. So again, a value proposition is, I think, when you get a junior with 34 million shares out and $15.5 million in cash, which is somewhat unseen. I'll throw it out to you, Andy. You find me another one that matches.
I haven't, and I do this for a living. I haven't. That's the thing.
And that's why, my confidence is such that we've got 3 years here of drilling. Not every hole is going to hit, Andy.
Well, they have so far.
They have so far, and maybe that'll be continued. But the reality of it is, you got to figure out the geology. You got to figure out what's going on. And so far, we've been successful at doing that. I've got a strong team of individuals, and we're all driving down to that touchdown.
So really what investors need to really pay attention over the next 2.5 to 3 months is to pay attention, because you should have a lot of results back soon, hopefully starting in the next couple of weeks. But really pay attention to those drill results. That's just going to confirm everything that you've said. Not everything, but most of what you just said, correct?
Correct. And I, for me, Andy, it's because your listeners and viewers have participated and whatnot. It's for me just to give updates, because when you're drilling, there's not a lot of updates that you can provide, that's really meaningful. So you just have to say, not say, you just have to let everyone know things are progressing, things are moving forward. And that's why it's important for me every 4 weeks to be in the field so that I can, relay that information as to, what is going on, because the company itself isn't going to put out a whole bunch of news releases and, oh, we, saw this, or we, what for? The reality is, or the rocks are the rocks. That's your terms. We need the assays. Then I'll be able to jump up and down and tell you. But up to that point, it's really as long as your team is executing in the field, the market's going to be quiet. And sometimes that quiet creates opportunity. Stock market point of view, right? That's how I look at it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
And there's
Scott,
lots of opportunities, Andy, out there right now.
there
We
is,
There are. It's not just us. There's a lot right now. If you do your due diligence and your homework, you'll find those gems and go, this is a no-brainer.
Well, we were talking about that off camera before. Well, Scott, if people want to do more due diligence about Kingsmen, where do they go? What exchanges are you traded on, and what are your ticker symbols?
So, Andy, we are listed on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol KNG. We're listed on the OTCQB, which is KNGRF. We're listed in Frankfurt under TUY. The website is always, a place to start. And then, more importantly, if you get to that point, phone me, phone the company, because that's where the value really is, when you can talk to the president of a company and get his take on it. That said, if it's not good, I'm going to tell you it's not good, or we missed, or oh, we hit. But I always say to people, don't be shy. Pick up the phone, because it's easy.
No, I couldn't agree more. And Scott does pick up the phone. Scott has a tendency to call me over the weekend. Hey, Scott's a very active investor and juniors and an active CEO. And I've always appreciated that about you, Scott. Really, I do.
Thank
So
you.
you're very welcome. I'll put all of that in the show notes below on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. And Scott, I'll be traveling a bunch in July, but I'll have my computer. So even if I have to get an update from my a hotel, as soon as you get your assays back, I want you to text me and let's talk about them, and good, bad, or ugly. Is that a deal?
And we'll get on the show.
All right. Fantastic,
Thanks,
Scott. Really good
Andy.
to see you, man.
Yeah, good too. Bye.
Bye-bye.